mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back, my friends. Alex Jones with you here in the second hour of Global Transmission Against Tyranny. I do this little show Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central Standard Time, back from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time. We go out on the AM and FM dial from Rhode Island to Los Angeles, California, from Providence, Rhode Island to L.A., and we simulcast on the Internet at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And now new shortwave frequencies. The first 2 hours of the show are on 9475, big WWCR blowtorch, during the day. We're trying to get shortwave for the third hour, but the first 2 hours, 9475. And the last 2 hours of the nighttime show from 9 to midnight are on 3210. And we're trying to get time for that as well, for the first hour. So, who knows, help us find someone, a good station out there. Some of the other stations say, no, if you don't get it all with us, you just don't get any time. So we're like, okay, well, we're not going to work with you anymore because of that type of behavior. There is just a ton of news and information. I want to go to your calls. I want to go through more of the calls. I'm going to give each caller about a minute. I'm going to try to not interrupt you, have your question, your comment, make your statement. We're going to move on because I want to. A few weeks ago, I was getting better at taking 20, 30, 40 calls in 3 hours, and I've gotten back down to maybe 15 calls in 3 hours, and most of those in the last hour. So 1-800-259-9231. Is the number to join us, because then I want to get into all this news. And we got Aaron Zellman coming up from Jews for the Preservation of Firearms Ownership to talk about the state of the police state, which they're experts on. He's also got an organization that covers that. A new film they've made, the last armed rebellion or revolt we had in the U.S. in 1946 that no one seems to know about. And we will also get into a new film they've made. Right now, let's go ahead and talk to Eric in Connecticut. Eric, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, you partially answered one of my questions about the broadcast. I was listening to your program, I think it was Monday, and about 10 minutes after the hour, the signal just went dead. Are they doing, maintenance on some of the towers, and you're changing frequencies?
No, sir. That was another shortwave station you were listening to me on that I've been on for 5 years.
Oh, okay.
Okay, and we said we want to cut back, be on here less and do some other things with some other stations. The individual said no, either all of me or nothing. So we said, okay, we're switching. And as soon as I mentioned the new frequency, they cut us off. So we're now exclusively on WWCR, but they only had 4 hours a day for us. So we're looking for time for that third hour during the day and that first hour at night.
I see.
9475 is the frequency during the day, 3210 at night.
Okay. Alex, I'm trying to arrange to... play your videos on my public access television station. I'm going to need some kind of form letter or something like that.
We posted it on the website, and then it gets buried in the archives.
Uh-huh.
But in the takeover, I say you are allowed to air this video on Access TV.
Okay,
so just look, print out the release form, sign my name to it. How's that sound?
Sounds great. And one more thing, Alex, the RFID. Tracker chip in the $20 bill. Interesting little exercise. Soak the bill in water for about an hour. Warm water, not hot. And it'll poke a little hole in Jackson's face, but it won't light the bill on fire. Thanks, Alex.
Thank you for the call. That's why we got, I looked at the statistics, over 1 million hits in a few hours last night, 300,000 hits an hour. And the sites held, the servers held. Most of it was going to that story, where you put the euro in the microwave and right in the middle of the bill where the RFID chip is, it explodes or catches on fire. You do it with the new 20s, it happens. It doesn't happen in some microwaves. Some microwaves aren't strong enough. If you put it in an old microwave, they explode.
So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol. Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes, volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, my friends, we're back live. And just one more programming note, then I'll go back to your calls in the news. Again, people ask me, how are you in Austin, Texas? And then you're on other radio stations. Some people really don't think about the world around them to the point that they don't even know, how Peter Jennings is on their television, every night at 5:30 Central. It's satellites, folks. We go out on the digital birds. We go out on an analog bird. Those are all listed at GCNLive.com, the network website. We also have them listed at Infowars.com in the Listen Live section. And so I have my broadcast comes out of Austin, Texas, connects with the folks in Minnesota. They run the show, have the satellite uplinks. When you call Minnesota, you're talking to them, not to me. People all the time go, put Alex on the phone. They call up there and, well, how dare you not put him on the phone with me? And I'm here in Austin. They're up in Minnesota. And I'm not saying it's all the listeners. It's a very small minority, but I have to explain things. Now, I haven't been clear on the shortwave. We go out on AM, FM, Internet. These are the ways people listen to us. They also can listen on shortwave. And all 6 hours of this broadcast for years have been on shortwave, really as a global public service to get the word out. And we are now on shortwave 4 hours a day, 2 hours during the day, 2 hours at night. Now, we won't be on 2 hours at night until next week, and I've said this, but I haven't made it clear. We're only on from 11 to midnight Central on 3210 this week while they move the programs that were there out of the way for us. Yeah, they're doing that. We appreciate it. We appreciate the programs. They had to move a bunch of shows for us. So they're doing that. And so next week I'll be on 2 hours at night. It's only 1 hour a night right now. And then soon we should have 3 hours at night for you. I don't know if we'll ever get 3 hours during the day. If you want to hear the whole show, and I understand, I mean, I'd like you to be able to hear the whole show, call that local AM or FM station and tell them, hey, I'm tired of hearing Alex just on shortwave and the Internet. Pick him up off StarGuide. I mean, we're on ABC News Feed, premium digital feed. We've leased a Clear Channel frequency from the devil themselves. We're on the Clear Channel system, paying to do it. Because, you know, they're buying the backbone itself up for monopoly control. From the satellites to the voting machines to the candidates, they own it all. But it's, you know, the big conspiracy, you know, the phone company, that's who runs the New World Order, that 60s film. I forget the name of it. But so we've got the satellites. We've got everything for you. We provide the shortwave mainly to reach people overseas. I mean, I get letters from people in Africa, in Asia, from missionaries. I get letters from Germany and Switzerland and England. Folks are listening on the shortwave, and that's that. And we've got the shortwave frequencies posted at GCNLive.com and on my website. Okay, let's talk to Jack in Missouri. Jack, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. God bless you, my friend. Hey, I got a quickie for you here. You remember, I know you can't, you will recall it, but 9/16/03 when you had Lyle Barkley of Michigan and what the sheriff was doing up there on the property where they was going to take it over?
Yeah, they just said, we don't like you, we're going to take your property.
Right, okay, here's what I got for you. That's all Homeland Securities, which is United Nations. I'm going to send you some pictures I took from up here in my county in Missouri of the blue and white road signs out here in the country that the United Nations are moving into these smaller communities. I'm in a retirement area up here, but they've come in and marked all of our streets over with blue and white street marking signs, blue and white. That's United Nations. And then the
how do you know it's United Nations?
Well, that's their colors or their flag. Look at their flag. Okay. And
yeah, but just because somebody uses blue and white, I mean,
okay.
I'm trying to be respectful here, Jack. You don't.
Okay, but let me
now,
tell
now, hold
you
on,
this.
Hold on. There are the TACAMARs that are communication systems, and I've seen the handbooks for the military on the back of some of the signs. They have put down helicopter landing zone material for Homeland Security even before 9/11. All of that is true. And let me go one further for you. Last night, News 8, I got home and caught just the end of it. Everybody was telling me about it. And I forgot to tell my webmaster to go find this on the News 8 Austin website and post it on our site. But they announced that 24 members of the APD were federalized as federal marshals. Then the head of the group says, we can now fly to Japan or Germany and arrest criminals. We work for the UN. And I saw this. I saw the end of the report on the news. I only caught the end of it because it airs over and over again on News 8. And I got home, you know, late at night, so I couldn't stay up for 2 hours to watch it re-air. But I did catch the end of it. And they said, we work for the UN. So it showed our police in their uniforms, holding their hands up, being sworn in as federal officers to, quote, serve the UN. APD. So, yes, sir, it is going on. What you said, when you hear about a smoking ordinance the states adopt the thumb scanning for driver's license, all of that, land use, all of this is UN treaties. Yes, it's true.
Okay, well, can I send you some pictures, Alex?
Yeah, send it to me.
Okay, I'm going to send this tape. I recorded your tape there, your program on 9/16. And I'm going to send it to Mike Golden. I talked to Mike night before last out in California, and I told him I had some pictures and I had this tape. And he said, send it to him. He's got a different program out there now. But anyway, I'll get off here. I'm going to send
Jack
some information. God bless you, Alex.
Hey, Jack, good to hear from you. God bless you, too. And look, I'm not saying that those road markings aren't for troops. because I've confirmed a lot of them are. The problem is you can't just say they are without the evidence. Yes, sir, it is a U.N. operation, and our government has willingly done it. I mean, look, we've had the folks from the Paragon Foundation on. They've been in Arizona at a meeting about the red wolf that's, you know, coming on people's land and killing their sheep. And the U.N. is running the county commissioners meeting saying this is under U.N. jurisdiction. I mean, it's really going on. The caller is telling you the truth. I just specifically can't confirm what he's saying. Jackie in Wisconsin. Jackie, go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, I wanted to ask you, what is going on with Haiti? Because I read in the news, in our little newspaper in Kenosha, Wisconsin, I read that the U.S. military went and got the president out of there.
Yeah,
so Aristide, are we going to take over Haiti now? That's what I
It's official.
Know.
It's official. When Aristide told international radio and foreign press the day of the event that he was kidnapped and told, "We'll blow your head off if you don't get on the plane right now," he was told that. Coup d'etat. He now told the Associated Press that. It is confirmed fact that the Secretary of State is a big fat liar, Colin Powell. Believe me, they said, "We're not going to help him. We're not going to do anything." And look, I have the articles posted. The U.S. government provided his security the last 10 years. He had special forces troops, not hired mercenaries. He had those too, who were all former U.S. special forces from groups like Sterling and others, these big Merc agencies that are basically still governmental. But Aristide was in his palace, in his mansion, surrounded by, I mean, you could watch the video on the news, you know, white guys with short haircuts with M16s and sunglasses. You know, the same guys that are protecting Karzai, Mohammed Karzai, in Afghanistan. And so our government has had him for a puppet for over a decade, right there in front of everyone. They admit in Reuters and the Associated Press that, yes, U.S. government, quote, provided the president his security. I mean, so it was already a puppet dictatorship.
So
okay, and then claim he was elected.
Why is there an uprising in Haiti? Why is that too?
Well, because they were Aristide hadn't played ball. I mean, it's like Manuel Noriega is their boy, and then Manuel Noriega stops paying his drug cuts into the CIA and starts buying palaces, you know, next door to Bush in Switzerland. I mean, that actually happened, and Bush got mad.
Because the people have a bad standard of living. Is that why they're revolting then?
Well, no, you got a bunch of armed thugs working for the CIA with U.S.-made M16s going in to create the illusion. See, our government, listen, our government couldn't just put guns to Aristide's head and say, "Get on a plane." That'd be too obvious. They had to have the fake rebel force out there. They're demanding you leave. Does that answer your question?
So it's all staged then. The revolt.
Admittedly, yes, it is staged. But, hey, you've got Colin Powell saying that's not true, and that's the truth. So, you know, we don't lie here on The Running Man, he says.
So we're going to take over that country. Do you know why?
No. The globalists had already taken control.
Okay.
Aristide was their boy. But a year ago, Lord Bush put sanctions on him, started breaking the country down because he had fallen out of favor with them.
Oh, okay.
So they were just reinstalling control. But again, people are so shallow, they won't get it when the news says the U.S. provided security force told him he better get on the plane. Yeah, the U.S. provided security force was his government. He'd been a puppet. But they just can't have the security force hold him on a plane. They've got to have some rebels burning some buildings and, you know, running around with their M16s.
And people looting everywhere.
Yeah, it helps break down the country. And then you get to have the IMF and World Bank come in and take over and start more vaccinations and more control. Okay, thanks for the call.
Thanks.
I appreciate it. We'll come back and talk to Regina and Warren and others. And you can go read the news articles, folks. It's admitted, okay? Out in the open, as usual, Colin Powell is lying to you. I have here the dossier from this week from the British proving they have weapons of mass destruction. Turns out they knew it was written by a college student 12 years ago. I mean, they're liars.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 hose filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the first ever half-price package sale at the ARC Institute. You'll get 25 big packets of ARC's most popular non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds, plus four of their most popular self-reliance books. Learn how to grow your own delicious veggies and build your ARC. Imagine green beans, carrots, peas, and cucumbers, tomatoes, cabbage, squash, herbs, and more. Then, harvest your seeds to grow year after year for old-time self-reliance. In Living Well on Wheat, learn how to cook, eat, and survive on the golden grain. Preserve your good food for years with the USDA Canning Guide. In Surviving a Bioterrorist Attack, you'll learn how to protect yourself and your family now from the attacks our government says are coming. Not if, but when. Normally selling for $140 plus shipping, get this whole package now for only $69 and shipping is free. At half price, supplies are limited. For credit card orders, call today, 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912, or send a money order for $69 to the ARC Institute, P.O. Box 1227, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
We got Aaron Zellman coming up. I got a huge stack of news and loaded phone lines. Quickly to the calls. Regina in Pennsylvania, go ahead.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. I just wanted to mention the situation with Casey Nethercutt. I just really feel, to want to support him. I have a number for the governor, Napolitano.
Okay, remember, most people just tuned in and don't know what you're talking about.
Well, I didn't know how much time you give me, Alex, so I'm trying to go
no,
quick.
No, I understand. Casey Nethercutt, done nothing wrong, Ranch Rescue, exposing the open borders. They've already kidnapped him once for 56 days and put him in solitary confinement. He went straight to prison, no jail, no indictment, no nothing. And now they said, we're going to frame you, we're going to get you. And the governor said, under Homeland Security and the Patriot Act, I'm having you arrested. And he's disappeared back into the gulag.
Right. And, you know, you see this as directly correlated to even our home states that we could, you know, get involved in calling this Governor Napolitano. It's her number, 602-542-4331. And I did get to talk to somebody at the Civil Homeland Defense group, and they gave me a couple suggestions of what we could share with them, because I felt kind of at a loss the other day. The man goes off to jail while in Pennsylvania they're looking at making our district attorneys a permanent job. Right now they're part-time, and you know, they don't say that, you know, we need to do this because there's illegals coming over the border and we have all these things coming in. It seems to me they just more and more get licensed to be able to you know, get the home invasion, the private property, and do it through the fact that, you know, there's Casey Nethercutt, who's doing his job on the border control for us, for every state.
Hasn't hurt anybody, hadn't done anything wrong. They just say, we don't like what you're doing, we're going to put you right in prison without even charging you. Thanks for the call, Regina.
Can I say something real quick?
Sure. You know, we've got the phone numbers also posted on the website. But yeah, okay. Sure, go ahead.
I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
Okay, now what they indicated from Civil Homeland Defense was that this Napolitano, make sure you tell her at the 602-542-4331 that she is preempting Homeland Defense. She's working against and nubbing her nose in Texas business, and she should just leave him alone, let him be released so he can do the job that he needs to do to help us all in this country.
Regina, thank you for the call.
Thank you.
You bet. Good to hear from you. I like taking the calls. I enjoy it, but then I never get to the news. I just may have some days where I don't even take calls. I am really debating it because the calls are all great. It's just that I tend to take them like an addict or something and then never get to the news. Wayne in Colorado, go ahead.
Yeah, this is Warren. We've got some – there's kind of an interesting news piece come out of Air Force Academy in Colorado here. I guess the next year the Air Force Academy – Falcons, which is a football team, they're going to play one of their games on an aircraft carrier. And I don't know what kind of New World Order news we can bring from that, but the Navy's going to play a game on a carrier and also the Air Force. But the only point I would have is it's going to cost them a lot more to probably do that than they are with the money coming in. So, you know, that's kind of wasteful in that sense.
Yeah, it's just bread and circus. I mean, literally is a circus. But you watch, you know, these new football leagues. It's all sponsored by the Army of One. You know, it's just merging sports and military kind of into this modern Roman system. I agree with you.
Yeah. Okay, thanks.
Thank you, Warren. Good to hear from you. Dan in Kentucky. Dan, go ahead.
Hello, Alex.
Hello.
Yeah, I just wanted to call real quick and tell you about AM/FM Market in Louisville, Kentucky, and they have a shortwave radio station. You can check it out. It's WJIESW@hotmail.com. And they beam straight across the United States, east to west, you know, right down through the middle. So you might want to check it out.
Okay. Well, thank you for the call. Anything else?
That's just it, Alex. Thank you.
All right. Appreciate the call. Look at this article out of the Belleville News there in East St. Louis. It's on Infowars.com. Man threatened with arrest after taking photos. Fletcher Parker said all he wanted was a few snapshots of the East St. Louis Police Department in action, a force he said he strongly supports. Good, you know how to grovel. Instead, he said cops seized his digital camera disc, which records the images, and threatened him with arrest. On Monday, about 11:30 a.m., broad daylight, seven or eight city officers had captured a suspect behind a house at 17th Street and St. Clair Avenue and were leading him back to the squad car. Police declined to state the nature of the arrest. Parker said he was driving by when he spotted a crowd of neighbors watching the action, so he stopped and was just taking pictures, standing next to my truck on the opposite side of the street, said Parker, 38, an electrician and city resident who used an older model digital camera. After taking several snapshots and without talking to the police, Parker said he left. After driving three blocks, he realized he was being followed by six squad cars. And then the fun began. And again, I love taking the calls. I just get frustrated because I don't get to all this news. We'll finish the story when we get back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, Ted Anderson here with Midas Resources. Lately, I've been hearing people tell me that gold is so low now that it would be a perfect time to buy. With over 20 years of personal experience in the gold business, I can tell you that opportunities like this can be counted on one hand. The truth is, very few people have the fortitude to actually act on a market like this. However, they have become the elite group, more than doubling their investment over moderate time span. In 1982, gold was trading in a range of $275 per ounce. By mid-1983, it was close to $500 an ounce. In 1986, gold collector coins had quadrupled. Don't procrastinate this opportunity away. All the bottom-line fundamentals still support a strong future for gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for a free evaluation of your gold portfolio. You'll be glad you did. That's 1-800-686-2237. Again, 1-800-686-2237.
We've all heard the ads for lower prices on airfare and hotel. Oh yeah, the dot-coms are endless. CheaperHotels.com, SaveOnYourRentalCar.com, HalfPriceAirlineTickets.com. Problem is, by the time you get done planning your vacation, you've visited dozens of websites and spent hours and hours trying to save money. Well, I'm glad to tell you there's an easier way to get it all at once. www.VacationA2Z.com. A membership in VacationA2Z.com will not only land you huge savings on air and hotel, you'll be treated to discounts of 10 to 80% on car rentals, golf, movies, and theme parks. How about free food at restaurants or big discounts on ski packages at top ski resorts? Not convinced yet? How about auto repair, health and beauty, financial services, or shopping discounts? There are over 60,000 vendors waiting to save you money. All you need to do is visit VacationA2Z.com. That's www.VacationA2Z.com. Visit today and you can be saving big dollars tomorrow even if you're not taking a vacation.
You hear a lot about the quality of air outside these days. Pollution, pollen. Is it as healthy as you'd like? Allergies, asthma. Probably not. Well, listen to this. Did you know, according to the American Lung Association, combined with the EPA, the air quality inside your home is actually 6 to 10 times worse than the air outside?
6 to 10 times.
How could that be, you ask?
Worse.
Think about what's inside your home. Hairspray, chemicals. Does anyone smoke?
Fumes.
What about all those cleaners under your sink? Where do you think all those fumes go?
Toxic fumes.
Well, I'll tell you where they go.
Oh, Rob, you're so funny.
They go into you, into your children,
their lungs.
Am I scaring you? Remember this word, Puritech.
P-U-R-I-T-E-C.
Puritech makes the pure air system. What this air cleaning system does is remove dangerous airborne particles like smoke, odors, VOCs, allergens, fine dust, mold, pollen, and kills bacteria for less than half the cost of other air purifiers, which do a lot less. Call them now to breathe easier. 888-491-4100. The Puritech Pure Air System. Online at Puritech.com.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire.
In the last segment, I was raving about callers. Not callers themselves, but just the time constraints and the fact that the issues we talk about are complex, so it can't just be sound bites. So we've got to give the callers some time on air, and then that makes it to where other callers can't get on air, and it's frustrating. I think I'm going to maybe try to alter the format of the show somewhat to where maybe we cover news the first 30 minutes of an hour and then take calls the second half of an hour, or maybe have 1 hour that's all news and then an hour that's guest and then an hour that's calls. Or I know this, though. We're going to take calls for our guest, Aaron Zellman, who's going to be up with us here in a few minutes. Jews, the Preservation of Firearms Ownership founder and head. He also heads up C-COPS, a group that exposes the police state, but also supports good police. Very interesting information coming up in the next hour with our guest, and we're going to take your calls for Aaron Zellman. You're welcome to call us always at 1-800-259-9231. Before we go to Aaron Zellman and several different key issues, Police State 3 Total Enslavement, one of the newest films I've made, over 2 hours and 40 minutes long, 2 hours, 44 minutes long total. The greatest evil that mankind has ever faced is among us, a scientifically crafted global dictatorship sworn to enslave every man, woman, and child. The United States government at all levels has fallen under the control of the desperately wicked New World Order Klan, The events of September 11th marked the initiation of the final sick push of the Illuminati to consolidate their one-world order and transform Earth into a prison planet. In over 2.5 hours, I chronicle in stunning detail the true character of the globalist, learn their master plan of the bloodthirsty elite to financially, physically, and spiritually imprison not only America but the world. Total Enslavement is the third installment in my critically acclaimed police state series and is a must-see for all who love freedom. This film documents the nightmare rise of the Homeland Security Dictatorship, Patriot Act 1 and 2, the Total Information Awareness Network, government-run white slavery rings, the new prison surveillance economy, and much more. The very future of humanity depends on exposing government-sponsored terrorism and how the globalists pose as our saviors when, in fact, they are the terrorists. Now, this video, again, is over 2.5 hours long, $25.95. Matrix of Evil is my newest video. It's over 2 hours, $25.95. Order three or more of any of the 10 titles. They drop down to $20 a piece. There's my book, 9/11 Descent into Tyranny, detailing how the globalists carried out those attacks to put us into the police state. And it's a pretext for global war. We also have Paul Watson's book, Order Out of Chaos, Elite Sponsored Terror in the New World Order. I carry other great books and videos by other authors. Go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, peruse the secure online shopping cart, and order some videos or books today. It also makes this show possible. Or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139, or just write to me, and I'm Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Now, Aaron Zellman, my good friend, JPFO.org, Jews for the Preservation of Firearms Ownership, the most conservative, no-compromise gun group out there. I mean, even more stringent in many cases than gun owners, who I'm also a big fan of. We had Larry Pratt on yesterday. I don't know if you heard me before we hit the last break covering East St. Louis, where a black man got out in broad daylight 50 yards from police, more than 50 yards, took two photos of them. They pulled him over, six squad cars. They came running out of their cars at me, he said. Parker said the officers asked him if he was a reporter. When he said no, asking why I was taking photos, they then seized the disc from the digital camera, he said. After accusing him of obstructing an investigation and warning him he was lucky not to be given a traffic ticket for failing to keep his auto insurance card in the vehicle, they let him go. An angry Parker said he went an hour later to the police department and spoke with police chief Ron Matthews and asked for the return to the camera. The police chief refused. The chief told me that if they, the officers, had been doing their job, they would have arrested me at the scene, and we wouldn't be having this problem, Parker said. But when he contacted by telephone about 5 minutes after Parker left his office, Matthews said, "We are looking into this complaint now. We are going to find out what the officers were out there." And it goes on to talk about, and Aaron Zellman, just getting your police state, because you have an organization that researches this, is this a good sign that myself and others have been threatened with arrest when we video police sometimes 200 yards away in broad daylight?
Well, Alex, this is a good example of why we desperately need to return to a Bill of Rights culture. The fact that that the Bill of Rights has been trampled so freely by the enemies of freedom. These type of situations will happen, not just the other day, but also in the future. So I think that people need to understand that the wolf is at the door finally. And it's going to be at everyone's door. I mean, if a guy can be hassled like this for taking photographs, then you know it's pretty obvious that what are you going to do if they suspect, or what are they going to do if they suspect some kind of financial dealings going on they don't approve of?
Well,
or what are they going to do if your neighbor complains about the fact that they don't like the smell of your barbecue? They think maybe you're roasting marijuana, you know, or some nonsense like that.
Well, Aaron, we've confirmed it in Lyon County, Kentucky. One of my listeners gave a police officer one of my videos and a C-SPAN video of Ron Paul giving his neocon speech last year, and they arrested him, and the judge said, we've confirmed this, it was in the newspaper. The judge told him, he said, it is illegal, you are guilty of giving a police officer an anti-government video, and they're charging him with a terroristic threat, and it's going forward. Is that police state?
Well, that's beyond police state. I mean, this is, you know, there's a point to where, you know, the concept behind a police state is that you'll have a nanny state, that the government will look after you and do everything for you. And of course, you will follow their directions and they do everything for you. But this is now getting into a complete and absolute tyranny. And it is another example of destroying First Amendment rights and trying to destroy a Bill of Rights culture. My advice to that individual, quite frankly, is to, as John Ross of the book Unintended Consequences once told me, hide in plain sight. The more noise you make about this, the sooner they will go away.
Well, they are discussing dropping it, but...
Well, I think that you've got to really go after the people. And I still think one of the best ways to put the police on the defensive, to leave you alone, if they got two brain cells to rub together, is simply to remind people of a fact. They have no right to police protection. When they dial 911, they have no right to police protection. Therefore, the question needs to be raised, why is this individual on the payroll? Why does he get pension? Why does he get health care, sick care? Why is he living in this city if he's a menace to society and if he's covering up the truth?
Well, Aaron, boiling that down for people, there have been dozens of major court rulings, many Supreme Court rulings, that they have no liability to protect you. They're not there to protect you. They're there to respond after a law has been violated, after the state has been violated, because you violate their law. The government, under this Roman civil law, says we don't care about you. They're now ignoring the common law. It's just horrible.
You see the tactic I'm using here, Alex. Instead of dealing with them nose to nose on what they want to do, you come around the corner with something else they don't want the public to know about, and they can't weasel their way out of it. All they can do is cover it up. And so I think that's the way to deal with all of the goons, is exposing the fact that they take your money. Take your taxes. They lie to you about serving the community. People misinterpret that serving the community. They think that means them. Not at all. And they misinform you about these issues. 911 is a farce. It's a joke. It's a fraud. It's a hoax. And I think that people should spend more time exposing the big lie, 911. And that'll put these kinds of clowns on the defensive. They're not clowns. They're really goons. They're jackbooted thugs.
Now, obviously, there are good people in police departments, but the system itself now has become predatory, and it honors the corrupt police while going after the good ones. And I have articles every day where the police don't want citizens to have pepper spray, don't want us to have stun guns even in our own house, but try to take their gun away, they're going to say, no way, I've got to protect myself.
Well, it used to be that the occasional rotten apple in the police, you know, it was really kind of a fraction of a percent. But now it's getting to the point to where the good guys are becoming a fraction of a percent.
How did that happen, Aaron?
I think it happened. My theory is we went from peace officers. When I was growing up in Arizona, we had peace officers. And we went from peace officers to law enforcement officers. And the mindset was created that they will enforce the laws without even thinking or asking themselves, is this law just? Is this law constitutional? Is this law even good for society?
And so let me give you an example of Arizona, Aaron.
Pardon me?
Let me give you an example of Arizona today.
Oh, it's different.
I've got the articles out of the Tucson paper, the Arizona Republic.
Yeah.
They pull people over at checkpoints and demand blood now. They don't just take you to jail or say breathalyzer. They're demanding blood by flashlight in the middle of the night. Now New Mexico wants to make you blow a breathalyzer, everybody, to start your car. West Virginia wants to make everybody take the vaccines, you know, mandatory. I mean, aren't these examples of police state, the cameras in the school bathrooms?
Of course they are. Of course they are. And I think that, cameras in the school bathrooms is kind of intriguing, because if you study a lot of the people who have been fascists and dictators and such, they've usually had some kind of sexual perversion about them. So I think that says a whole lot about cameras in the bathrooms and about the people who advocate them.
But, I mean, I see articles in Canada, Tennessee, Texas. They're putting cameras in the showers with the 10- and 12-year-old children. And then when the parents find out and freak out, the principal says, well, your people are nuts. You're the crazy ones, Aaron, because we don't like... I mean, Winston in 1984 knew that cameras in bathrooms was bad, but these people today think it's good, Aaron. What happened to us?
I think people need to immediately question the principal and see if he is a pedophile. I think that's the tack to take. Just start raising the question. Why is he so adamant about having cameras and showers? Is this person a pedophile? And have them prove they're not. Let them spend their entire career and their pension proving they're not a pedophile.
I just can't. I mean, I mention this every day now, Aaron, because...
Give them an option. Take the cameras out or spend the rest of your life in legal hell proving you're not a pedophile.
Well, I mean, Aaron, that's a good tactic, but it's probably true. But the point is that I can't get my brain around that they're actually putting cameras in showers. It's so Orwellian. What happened to us... That in many school districts, they're putting up with this?
Well, I'm not. Well, I can't really answer all the questions of what happened to us, except that people, not enough people really have had the desire to stand up to government and to say, no, we're not going to take this anymore. And that's going to have to happen in this country. Which, of course, if I can just lead into something, if you don't mind, the 50th anniversary of the Battle of Athens is coming up. And the Battle of Athens, for people who don't know this, is the GIs who were returned from the European Theater of War after World War II came home to Athens, Tennessee, and they had corrupt government, just like we're talking about today, corrupt government. It was on a different level, but it was still corruption. And they couldn't get honest elections.
Well, describe that. You had one rich, and you have a long article on the website, a historical article, 1946, there's this fat cat rich family owns the town.
The Cantrells.
Yeah, he's the sheriff, and they try to have poll watchers. They beat up the GIs. He brings in his Pinkerton men. He brings in his goons. Go through the story for us.
Well, people have been writing to the GIs before they came home, telling them about the corruption in the town. People being picked up on Saturday night, being told they were drunk when they weren't, being thrown into jail, having to buy their way out with a fine. And then these kind of things were going on, and of course the elections were fixed, and political cronyism. And when the GIs came back home to Athens, they wanted honest elections, so they started what they called the GI Party. And the GI Party simply promised, we will have clean politics in this city, or the county. And the... came election day, people were lined up around the block for the first time really wanting to vote for the GI Party. And Tennessee did allow poll watchers, and the poll watchers were attacked. One of the respected citizens of Athens was shot when he tried to vote. And finally the GI said, we've had enough of this.
Now the fat cat hired hundreds of these private security guards.
For the sheriff, right. And they came into town, they were armed thugs, and they ended up stealing the ballot boxes and taking them to the jail, claiming, we're going to make sure we have an honest count here. And at that point, the GIs were joined by the local farmers and citizens. They all came armed, and there was an eight-hour shooting battle in Athens, Tennessee, against the sheriff and his corrupt thugs. And finally, the front door of the jail was blown off by an explosives expert, one of the GIs, and they captured. They let the sheriff's deputies run away. One of them, I think, was wounded, and they got a hold of ballot boxes and started counting. And sure enough, the GI Party won. But that's the story of the Battle of Athens, and the 50th anniversary is coming up this August 1st. So I would hope people would celebrate that with the same gusto they do July 4th. And we have an essay contest, by the way, Alex. We're giving away some nice prizes. People want to come to our website, jpfo.org, jpfo.org.
Also, plug the new video. Aaron, I want to carry the video.
Okay, we'll make arrangements for you. We have a documentary film that we put together. People have told us that if enough Americans saw this film, gun control would be destroyed in America.
Yes.
And the documentary is called Innocence Betrayed. And it's a history of how gun control registration schemes, just like concealed carry schemes, have led to confiscation and then a dictatorship or a police state, if you will, and then a targeting of a certain group of people that are the victims of a lot of hate and prejudice, and those people are determined by the state that they won't live anymore.
Okay, what's the phone number to order that?
It's 800-869-1884. 800-869-1884.
And again, you're going to be with us 30 minutes in the next hour,
sure,
to take calls and cover other news, so we'll be able to give that out again. We'll be back. Aaron, I want to talk to you about the gun votes going on in the Senate and the passion.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Yes. Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man. Packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements, 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. The get-up-and-go energy, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. Hi, I'm Alan Davison at Monocot Wheatgrass. The 200 pages of our book, Wheatgrass, Nature's Finest Medicine, will remove any anxieties you may have about your nutritional supply. In this kit, you will receive no monthly bills, no monthly pills. This is real self-sufficiency. To get more information about wheatgrass, the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel wheatgrass juicer, go to austinwheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. And thank you for your support of our labors and of this network.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filter now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 and protect your family.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We're going to get more into their new video, and we're going to take your calls coming up in the next hour and get into a bunch of other news items there. And Zelman, we'll talk about the Senate, which really did some bizarre voting yesterday, where Republicans vote for the gun measures, the gun grab measures, and then later 90-8, the whole piece of legislation gets thrown out. So I'm having trouble figuring this out. But just a small side issue, Aaron Zellman, because I want to understand this. I want to get your take, your view on this. I've been on the air for 10 years, you know, syndicated on some AM and FM stations, shortwave for six, almost seven. And I got on the air, and I would get criticized for not being against Israel. I was, you know, neutral on the issue. You know, Israel's getting attacked. They have a right to defend themselves. Israel does some bad stuff, too, but, you know. But I would get attacked. Oh, I'm an evil Mossad agent, all this stuff. Then I have the ADL attacking me in the New York Times. I've never said a word about Jews, saying I'm bad, all this stuff. So I start getting mad at that. Then I watch Mel Gibson getting attacked for The Passion, you know, which a lot of folks have pointed out, rabbis and people, that no one would have even thought of anti-Semitism until the left interjected this. You know, they seem to do that in everything. It's just put labels on things to try to get people fighting. What's your view on this trend of, it seems to me like the ADL and others are almost trying to stir things up and get people fighting?
Well, what's my take on it? I don't know. We have a couple hours.
Yeah, well, we do, if you want.
Well,
yeah.
But I'll sum it down in a few minutes. On our website, as a matter of fact, we put out an alert condemning all of the screaming and yelling about the Passion being anti-Semitic and such. I think the art is pretty much in the beholder, you know, the beholder's eye of the beholder. And people will read into this or see into whatever they want. And from the standpoint of the ADL and the rest of their ilk, we challenge them in the alert that we sent out to prove this is not some kind of despicable fundraising scheme. The ADL profits from anti-Semitism, and I think that they've gone off in the wrong direction on this issue. I've talked to a number of Jews that have gone to see the movie. And it's really a mixed bag of feelings. Some people think it's there's some elements of it, and some people think there's none at all. I think
most people
complain to me about the violence in it, you know, instead of any of the issues. And probably, you know, some people have raised the issue that maybe they should have done more about Christ's teachings and what he was saying instead of just the brutality. But
let me give you my perspective. I grew up in the Baptist church, never heard anybody talk about Jews bad. I mean, I just never experienced it. And then here's the ADL jumping around, you know, the last few years, you know, just, you know, mainstream music singers are anti-Semitic. Every gun group, you know, they list them in the digital hate group. But then Arnold, who's a real live, you know, Nazi, he's just fine. I mean, what is going on here?
Well, remember what I just asked you, or the comment I made, that the question we asked, is this some kind of despicable fundraising scheme? I mean, they've poisoned the well sufficiently now. And I think that it really, you know, the ADL has a $60 million a year budget, according to the articles that I've read.
But I think they're creating anti-Semitism because now everybody's talking about it, wondering.
Maybe they want a $100 million a year budget. And I think that's why they're up to something that is very dangerous. The ADL has never been a friend of gun owners, as an example. It's never been a friend of people who are politically conservative. And so I think that you have to look at the ADL as an organization, at the very least, is anti-American.
Yeah, well, all I know is that no one I knew was thinking about anti-Semitism, but now it's like they put it in people's heads to go see the movie, you know, looking for that. I've heard rabbis say that. I'm not the only one saying it. Aaron Zellman, please stay with us. We'll be right back with your calls, a lot of news. Stay with us, folks.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.